see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. Bring a little reality to the airwaves, family. A little bit of reality to the airwaves. Reality sometimes can smack you straight in the face. It's just the way it is. We like to sit back and just listen to the news and say, oh, that's the way it is. It is not. I mean, it's like they open up your head and pour in junk and then we go through our daily routine dealing with the junk. Family, the truth has got to be told. And there is so much deception going on today on the highest level. It's mind-boggling. I'm going to expose some of that today. Family, my name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, Watchmen for Jesus. And I bring to the airwaves the economic, political, scientific, historical truth of what's really going on. And all you got to do is check it out yourself. I mean, what's going on today is what you're being told is completely false. But here's the rub to it. Let's call them the globalists. I've explained who they are many times. These so-called globalists, and it's not just bankers. Bankers are nothing but the boys that shine the shoes of the globalists. The globalists are Illuminati, Italian, German, like 26 families, actually, of high-level hierarchy, kings and queens of this world, or the hierarchy. Well, actually, the hierarchy of man's government. The kings and queens is the rule, not presidents and prime ministers. Presidents and prime ministers are nothing more than operators of corporations, like the United States. We're a corporation. You ready for that one? Those that don't know? That's why it's called the president. We've been lied to since the day this country ever had a president, literally, that he's the most powerful man in the world and finger on the nuclear trigger and all that nonsense. No. He's the president of a corporation called the United States of America. Man, you can call it Walmart. You can call it, I don't know, Target or Chili's, whatever, Burger King, call it whatever you want to. They gave it the name United States of America. You call it Disneyland Incorporated if you want to. United States of America is simply a name of a corporation. We are a dummy corporation. We're not even a country. We're a landmass, but we're not even a country, man. Neither is Israel, Canada, or Australia. We're subjects to the Queen. Now, today, this very moment, and tomorrow. The lawyers, judges, and senators that are Freemasons and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, blah, blah, blah. They're under oath not to tell you the truth. They're told at Harvard and Yale and all these other schools of legal stamp press and put them out under a blood oath not to tell you the truth. The Constitution's a facade, always has been. Bill of Rights is just to keep us placated. Family, these are facts. These are not speculation or militia kind of talk. I don't get into all that mess. It's ridiculous. You got to know what the truth is. Doggone, I'm tired of these people lying. And I'm also getting tired of people just being in the fog, man. It's just really frustrating. You got to pull out of this mess, man. Get out of the matrix. And look at what really is going on around this world. Man, it's frustrating. Sometimes. I'm going to open up some wounds today. I'm going to cover some very controversial subjects. I'm going to give you facts. But just because I say they're facts, don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Man, just do your own research. Don't trust any so-called expert. Put your own information together. Three more sources. Go after it yourself. You see, don't let other people do the work for you. If you really want to know. Don't be spoon-fed. But you take the spoon in your hand and you feed yourself. That's what it's all about. You think, you do, you analyze. But to do that, you got to have a basis. If a glass is full of water, and you say, well, I can't put anything else in there. Well, then you're not going to learn anything. Man, you got to empty it out. At least little by little, and fill it up with something good. Sometimes, like I realized for myself, I had to start all over again. When I realized the history books are completely worthless. They are. And the TV is all scripted. I mean, from the time you turn the TV on to the time you turn the TV off, everything in between, no exception, is all scripted out. Everything is scripted like a play. Congress, State of the Union address, oh, baloney. Your reality shows, your Dancing with the Stars, America's Got Talent. Oh, I so wished I was, oh, I have prayed about this all my life to finally, they know who's going to win. Man, they set it all up. It's all planned out. Same thing with Miss America pageant. It's all planned out, orchestrated through the globalists for my manipulation. Every bit of it is. Everything. They use the beauty pageant contestants to pass on certain social issues. And, for example, Miss, was it Kansas? Had the tattoo thing. First one in the history that I know of it sported a tattoo. And the basketball stars and football stars got tattoos all over their arms, right? So everybody's into tattoos. Let me tell you what that's all about. Your mark of the beast, the microchip. They show you how they inject this chip the size of a grain of rice or whatever into your skin. Oh, that's terrible. A little drop of blood comes out. I don't like that. No, me either. And it's got bump on the skin and bloody and all that. But what we have for you, yes, what's that? We have a tattoo. Oh, yeah, like a Band-Aid. Just pops on your skin and that's it. Oh, it's digital tattoo funded by the health care bill. It goes, the technology goes back 38 years plus. Integrates into your soul using ELF transmission, digital connections. Oh, yeah. It's 30, 40-year-old technology plus. And so your little children can get their Batman tattoo because everybody's used to tattoos, right? Yeah. On my back and my side, my shirt. Look at all the sports stars. I get my favorite wrestling guy. Well, I don't watch that junk, but on my tattoo, on my arm. Or Batman, or Superman, or Spider-Man with his Baphomet sign with throwing that web out. That's Baphomet. Yeah. Like the Texas Longhorns. That's not what that's all about. It's Baphomet. Satanic worship. Exactly is what it is. A lot of these people don't know that. Family, Satan, Lucifer, Satan, is prince of this world. This is the reality. It would do for the Joint Chief of Staff to actually brief this as a point of reality in their planning process at the Council of Foreign Relations. Oh, but then again, they already do that, don't they? Because they invoke the Prince of Darkness into their meetings with ritual. This is what all the wars are all about. It's what your military officers at the highest level, that's how they get to be general. And by getting involved in secret societies and turn their lives over to Lucifer. If they don't, they will not achieve general rank. It's one of the reasons they're getting rid of our troops at 22 to 26 suicides per day. So they don't come back and talk about eating the goat meat. Talk about the vaccinations they get and the Luciferian worship that goes on in front of them that they come back to tell about. They can't tell about it. The voice-to-skull technology is causing them to think they're crazy, but they're not. It's post-traumatic stress induced by psychotropic drugs and microchips. Because wars have always been about sacrifice, never about democracy and fighting for freedom. It never has been. You'll find Major General Smedley D. Butler wrote a treatise on war, 3-time Medal of Honor winner, 2 on record, 1 he turned down, 1932-33. War is a racket, he wrote. But what he didn't know, from what his writings indicate, he didn't know that all of war is designed, planned ahead of time, and not only to control financially, of course, and for wholesale murder, but all the wars were designed for sacrificial, for sacrifices. And your officers at the highest level, congressmen, CEOs, and whatever, Bohemian Grove type, they all know this too. Iraq and Afghanistan is to pretty much infect our troops. Not only with the vaccinations they give them, but also to destroy their minds. Family, the evidence is 22 to 26 suicides per day, per 24 hours. That's not post-traumatic stress. That's being orchestrated to keep them quiet, to take their souls. Do not join the military. I can tell you right now. I'm a former U.S. Marine. 12 years. I was an officer when I got out. I had no idea about this at all. Recently, I've really learned the details. It's starting to come out from a lot of places. Family, we've been lied to since 1776. Family, you got to know the truth. Somebody's got to tell it. Running away from it won't make it go away. My belief is running into it head on and then dealing with it. But you got to have your ducks in a row. Jesus Christ is the first step. This is not a religious program. This is a program of reality of what you're having to deal with and what you're going to deal with in the future very soon. You got these pseudo prophets that say, oh, we know where the two prophets of the Bible are. They have a website. You got serious people talking about this nonsense. I tell you, you know, I don't want to go back the way I used to be, but sometimes I feel like reaching in to somehow finding where they live and just strangle them to their knees. These bunch of liars. They come out and say, well, my wife and I, we discovered where the two prophets are, and we are in touch with them, and they have a website, but they're being watched by the government. The two prophets? Family, these people should be shut down because they're liars. They will never know who the two prophets are until they appear. And the two prophets won't appear until after 3.5 years of the first seal being broken. Hadn't happened yet. Then 3 years later, after that, then the two real prophets come out. And boy, I tell you, it's going to get ugly after that because they'll bring on the seven trumpets of judgment from God. But before that, one quarter to one half of the world's population will have been decimated. And the last time I look outside, that hasn't happened yet. So those two witnesses are way off. Not here yet. So they start claiming about the two witnesses have a website? Man, challenge these people. Don't just walk away from them. Challenge them. About the first six seals, how are they broken already? I must have missed that one. World War III must have happened and gone and it's over, I guess. What happened to World War III and one quarter of the world's population decimated by war? That didn't happen yet. Unless my name is Rip Van Winkle and I slipped through it. I don't think that happened. Challenge these people, family. Know your Bible. Study about the seals when they happen in that 7 years. You can't trust these religious leaders today. Van Impe, all these guys, you can't trust them. Hagee, none of them. Not a doggone one of them. None of them. Because they're falling in line with the emerging church and the lie that's going to bring on disclosure and this lie about alien technology and all this nonsense. It's supernatural. It's demonic. And our world leaders, military leaders, are involved up to their nose and eyeballs with it. That's why they kill the goats in Afghanistan. And I looked research. I heard about this recently. And then I researched it further. And sure enough, they sacrifice a goat to Satan. They get the troops to eat the meat. That curses them. Life is in the blood. So is demonic activity in the blood. And our troops eat that. They have the curse upon them, and the vaccinations doesn't help the matters at all. Then they come back to the United States, and they are possessed. Spiritual warfare is the real war. Praying and fasting and covering in the blood of Jesus, it's very important. They're not telling people about this. However, the word is being put out little by little, but they're then misdirecting it. It's all about spiritual warfare. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then I'm going to get down to, I'm just going to hit directions, different directions, about depopulation and how they've operated in the past. And boy, I'm going to fill you up today about this depopulation, how Satan is actually controlling the New World Order. It's not the Jews. It's not the bankers. They're just tools. A much higher level of operators controls them. Much higher. Higher than the Pope and higher than Queen Elizabeth II. They're puppets of a higher level of hockey. That's all they are. So what you got to do is work, study on spiritual warfare, putting on the full armor of God, because it is a supernatural war that we're in. That's the bottom line. Lord, we thank you today for allowing us to come together, another broadcast. Father, we pray today, we pray on that full armor of God. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible, your true holy word. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have that we can talk about the wiles of the devil and dissect and understand how he operates so we can deal with this enemy. With that, Lord, we pray on that belt of truth. And we thank you, Lord, for showing us that truth about yourself, your plans, and your ways. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you are the only God, the creator of the heavens and earth, the king of the universe, our Father who loves us, and our shepherd who leads us. Lord, you are our wisdom, our counselor, our hope, and our strength. You're everything we need each day. So, Lord, we pray on that belt of truth. Lord, we pray on the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you, Lord, for showing us the truth about ourselves. That on our own, we could never be good enough to live in your presence, your holy presence. We thank you, Lord, for taking our sins to the cross of Calvary, offering us up your perfect, righteous life. Lord, we ask that you show us any sin that we need to confess now, that nothing will hinder us from being filled to overflowing with your Spirit. And Father, we confess in our hearts to you those sins you bring to our minds, to give us the courage, wisdom, discernment, but mainly the courage to speak out, put our ambitions, put our pride aside, and bring our sin to the forefront that you can forgive us. We thank you again, Lord, for forgiving us and for filling us with your righteous life. And Lord, we pray on the sandals of peace. We thank you for this peace you give us when we trust and follow you. But Lord, we sometimes need that courage that we can follow you, going through the briars and brambles that we have through life. And show us, Lord, through divine appointments and knowledge and discernment and wisdom, how to help others find this same peace and not have a spirit of fear. Lord, we pray in our arms the shield of faith. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us to have faith in you. And that we choose to count on everything you've shown us about yourself, everything you've promised us in your holy word. Lord, we pray on the helmet of salvation. And we thank you for promising us salvation, both for today's battles and for all eternity that's yet to come. And Lord, finally, we pray into our hands the sword of the Spirit, the sword which is the Word of God contained in the King James Bible that gives us that direction, that wisdom and discernment that comes through the Scriptures. We thank you for these Scriptures that you've given us to memorize, to learn, and to show us that you want us to use it to cut through the deceptions and gain your victory in any battle we might face today. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles you've given us, the healing that's taken place this past couple of days of some of our prayers being answered for those in hospitals. We thank you, Lord, for the healings, comfort you've given us for loss of loved ones. Father, we pray for our veterans that's coming back, that your Holy Spirit will override the effect of these psychotropic drugs and this voice-to-skull technology the voices they hear, to silence those voices, Lord. And we pray for our children that's being abducted for these ritualistic sex or sacrifices of at the highest level. And to shut them down, Lord, and strip away the protection of the Illuminati. Strip away the protection of the Jesuits. Strip away the protection of the secret society members. And expose them. And Father, to shut down those portals and expose those fallen angels for who and what they really are. To give us more watchmen. To give us an anointing that we can spread the truth and the opportunities and divine appointments to be able to do this. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, you take a star, five-pointed star, and you turn that sucker upside down. The pentagram is pointed star, pointed point up. You turn it upside down, where the pointed part is pointing down. You've got what's called the, well, one thing of it is, satanic Baphomet. Represents Satan. The two horns up is like the Longhorns. University of Texas, or your singing stars and movie stars, like they put the index finger and the little finger up, the two fingers in the middle down, and they cover it with a thumb. That's what they have, man, in concerts. That's about Satan. That's what that means. It's not because they have rheumatism or something. It's a sign of Satan, allegiance to Satan. It's like a gang sign. You have political leaders doing this. You have Pat Robinson doing this as he's praying. He is a 33rd degree Mason. When he prays, he throws those double horns up, and people that don't know won't have a clue. And those that do know, they'll see he's worshiping Lucifer. Absolutely is. All of the TBN crowd, from Gloria all the way to Joyce Myers, every one of them are Eastern stars. Copeland, Hagee, Billy Graham, they're all 33rd degree Masons or higher. The Council of National Policy, look it up right now. It's subservient under, well, it's under the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati. The Council of National Policy is a right-wing secretive group of, well, right-wingers. Your Palins and North and James Dobson and Chuck Missler and all these guys, they belong to the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy is subservient under, working under, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati. Controlled opposition. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, they have all kinds of secret society membership. Yet they pretend to be on our side, and they are not. Jerry Boykin, Rick Joyner, these are Knights of Malta. They've taken a blood oath against you, pretending to be patriots, and they are absolutely not. No way possible. The words they speak are lies. Look it up yourself. On your own. They're taking our young boys, and they always have, on days of sacrifice where they started false flags to start the wars. Wars have always been pre-planned and then written about. Now, the Satanic Baphomet, that's the Eastern Star logo also. That's not all that it is. It pains me to say this, but I have to. The Satanic Baphomet with the pointy point up, pointing down, is also the Medal of Honor. Look at it. War is for Satan. I have a quote directly from another treacherous president, because they all work for the Illuminati, for the Jesuits. I've read this quote dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Sometimes I'll repeat information just to make a point. You don't believe me? Why should you? Would you believe coming out of the mouth of a president behind closed doors? Documented, quote, the real FDR about democracy. March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors. This quote is representative of every single president we've ever had follows this same idea, this same agenda. And the quote goes like this. FDR said behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees, and a witness was Senator Lundeen, copied it down, and about 10 years after the quote, gave it to William G. Carr. This is after FDR had already died at Malta. He said, FDR said behind closed doors, never to be revealed to the public, the real purpose behind the wars. I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people, that's the Illuminati, ahead of all instruments. Instruments are the American people. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war. And a war only. Now listen to this part. Quote, to hell with American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business. I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law. Confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. That's the real FDR. That's the real attitude at the highest level of your government and European government and Russian government and Chinese government and Japanese government and every single one of them that are under the Greece, Italian, English, it doesn't make a difference. They all work for a Luciferian agenda, every single one of them. All of them, you see. They could be named. We got names of the families. We know where the houses are. Houses mean the House of Orange, the House of Gulf. It just goes on and on. They have names. It's not something hypothetical. This is real. Every generation they've established, according to the culture as it's developed, ways to control people. Even in 1919 in Dusseldorf, Germany, the Allied forces found a copy of Communist Rules for Revolution. And that applies to the United States as well, and always has. To corrupt the young and get them away from religion. Get them interested in sex, make them superficial, destroy their ruggedness. They've done that with GMO products. Transgender. All this is part of the agenda. Get control of all means of publicity. Get people's minds off the government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, other trivialities. That's been accomplished. To divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. ACLU. ADL, NAACP, KKK, Black Panthers, family, all these, the Muslim Brotherhood, all that is designed by the Jesuits to keep us always in hostile groups. That's the purpose of Westboro Baptist Church, is to put a bad light on all those that follow Jesus. Westboro Baptist Church is full of Masons at the highest level. They're linked up to James Dobson, Family Research Council. Christian Identity Program, Arnold Murray, Armstrong, all that group of cultists. Worldwide Church of God, they're all connected. Phelps, a whole lot of them. Sacred Name Movement, the Yahweh, Yeshua nonsense. All that is connected. To divide into hostile groups. And notice they always appear. The Westboro Baptist Church, I can't help it. They always appear using controversial marches. That's the purpose of it. And they have a house across from the homosexual house or whatever. Across, that was designed. They work together, man. They work together. They form a lesbian, homosexual marches and the colored flags and all that stuff. And then the so-called religious right goes against them. Family, they work together to create this hostility, to keep us all unbalanced. Your Bundys at the Bundy Ranch, they're Illuminati. Oh, I'll get to that in a minute. Actually, if I can find it right quick here. I'll have to find this later. Well, they have organized, designed every you name it, every single ism that's ever been around. They've designed it for the long range plans at each generation as it goes along. Every ism. You see? I've got a lot of details here that I'd like to relate to you to show you how these people are organized. I want to cover today a little bit about the mass medication that they've tried to do since the year 1900 that leads us up to today. Oh, they've been some bad boys. And it's been in our own government, hiding out. But see, they're revealing some of the truth lately. You notice that? An increase of knowledge. They're showing you the truth. It's called the dialectic. When they expose themselves, that means they have an alternative solution that they also control. And they cause us to fight each other in different camps of religious right and left and so forth. And they keep us all unbalanced so we can never figure out who's really behind it. Well, continuing. They preach true democracy, but then they seize power as fast and ruthless as possible. They destroy our faith in natural leaders by holding them up to contempt, ridicule, and speak against condemnatory utterances, they call it. They encourage government extravagance to show how the government's spending money left and right. They want you to see that. Notice how they do that? Said, well, Miss Bonatz, she went on a trip spending, you know, $1 million of taxpayers' money to go to Europe to do what? They want you to know that. They encourage government extravagance, destroy the credit, produce fear of inflation that they control anyway, rising prices, general discontent. It's all pre-planned. They foment strikes in vital industries. That's why a lot of your unions are connected to Freemasons. They encourage civil disorders. They foster a lenient and soft attitude on the top part of the government toward these disorders. They're using technology now, facial recognition, like at the Bundy Ranch. They wanted to know who's going to show up. They had satellite technology taking the faces down, put them in a database. That's what Bundys are for. Now, there's some other things about the Bundys. working for Illuminati. By special argument causing a breakdown of the old moral virtues, honesty, sobriety, continence, faith in the pledged word, ruggedness, get rid of ruggedness. No longer the Marlboro man.
That's the Marlboro man. Oh, I like Tamarellos.
You understand what I'm saying here? Taking the rugged man with the beard and all that sort of thing and tough, and now you kind of make him a little bit feminine. That's part of the making the women more masculine, bringing back the Amazon. That's all part of this. And causing registration of all firearms on some pretext with a view of confiscation of them, leaving the population helpless. So they're going to show you how having weapons protects you until such time they disarm you. And when they disarm you, they know that you'll have a feeling of helplessness without them. Well, they know what they're doing. But they lose in the end. This is about the end times events, and it is going by the book. There's like 21 goals of the Illuminati and the Committee of the 300. Look them up. The 21 goals. There's more, way more than 21 goals. And the Iron Mountain Report I talked about the other day. Every generation, they have another plan. Now, that being said, they had planned on making the population docile beginning about the year 1900 by mass medication, population depopulation, zero reduction population. In the experiment and conspiracy in the social sciences, any group that's ever plotted a conspiracy against other human beings always considered how they can use poisons to help accomplish their purposes. You have that idea of using poisons in the Jesuit oath. It is there. They brainwash all the Jesuits into being murderers and assassins. Hollywood would be proud of how they train them to be actors. These people are total evil. Poisons have been used as far back as can be traced to contaminate the water supply of a city or village. From the days when they had the catapults, they would catapult rats or certain animals with disease in them. Of course, the ones putting them on the catapult were going to die anyway. And to put a disease of Black Death into a castle. We murdered Indians in the 1870s. I forget when it was off the top of my head. By putting measles-infected blankets given out to them. I'm going to talk about that shortly now, today. And what really happened. Those listening that know me, don't let me forget that. I get caught up sometimes in these rabbit holes. When Arabs were pursued across the desert by enemies, they invariably poisoned wells after they had obtained their own supply of water in order to force the pursuers to turn back. The Illuminati have used poisons to aid in their diabolical plans right down through the centuries. Today it's vaccinations. Food, air, water, products that they put out, paint, all kinds of different ways they're doing it. Fluorine was discovered by Scheele, S-C-H-E-E-L-E, in 1771. And because of its affinities, very intense actually, and that for so many other elements, it was regarded as the villain, fluorine was. And this was the villain of the chemical world, the most dangerous poison known to man back then. And because of its many It had a lot of puzzling kind of features. It was not produced in gaseous elemental purity until about 1886. It's when Moissan, M-O-I-S-S-A-N, he accomplished this task of making it pure. And so the leaders, the Illuminati, or what you could be referred to as the leaders of the World Revolutionary Movement, which you know was formed by Adam Weishaupt, May the 1st, 1776, until today. He ordered further research to see if the devil's poison, they called it, could not be used to subjugate the people of a whole community, and that more quickly than fighting them to submission. How to do that? Moissan tried to figure out. And they were looking for a poison with qualities which would permit the effects to be regulated in a scientific manner. So, experimentation, they, well, pretty much put together to a point where human beings were required to be used as guinea pigs. There's a whole list, a book, about how they've done this throughout the generations. Animals can't talk. That's a problem for them. Those conducting the experiments had to find a way to have different doses of the poison to affect human beings. So the experiments on humans, it revealed that sodium fluoride is entirely different in its characteristics from organic calcium fluoride. And that's provided by nature to take care of the requirement of the human body. So there's no honest medical man or scientist would deny the truth that nature provides an adequate supply of calcium fluoride in the water and vegetables and meat and fish and all that to meet the normal requirements of the human body. No matter where people live, God takes care of people. You might consider that one of the marvels of nature. And you know, in the frozen tundra of the north, the fluorine is provided in the seafood that people eat. And inland places, it's found in suitable quantities in the waters and rivers and streams. Other places, you've got vegetable supply, the body's requirements to start messing with the vegetables. GMO products, now you see why. All over the world, people ate a natural diet, had perfect teeth. Now, these cavities, due to caries and deterioration of the bone structure of the jaws, didn't happen until after the actual inhabitants of certain areas begin to eat foods which have been denatured in the process of manufacturing. That in order to give them a more pleasing taste or appearance. Then the cavities started happening. Your dentured flour, refined sugar, soft drinks, overcooked foods, and candies affect the dental health of everybody who eats that kind of food. You can imagine, this is part of the overweightness of the South and other places, that they feed their children, instead of orange juice or water or something, or in breakfast, is Coca-Colas in the breakfast. Boil a Coca-Cola down to its, get rid of all the moisture, see what you get. Sludge made up of pure sugar, black sludge, like tar. But it's worse than that. In the 1860s, 1880s, Coca-Cola. Sound familiar? Cocaine? Uh-huh. That's correct. It relieves fatigue, you know. That was the jingle they used back in the 1860s, 70s, and 80s, 1900s to 1960s, 70s. Coca-Cola relieves fatigue. Yeah, I guess it does. A shot of cocaine kind of does that to you, you know. Then it started taking the cocaine out, changed the taste, didn't it? But you're already addicted to it. That's all planned. Tobacco? Oh, that's a whole different story, too. Different story, same agenda. Aluminum salts, formaldehyde, is in your smoke, formaldehyde. Hey, aluminum salts. You know what it causes? Alzheimer's, dementia. That's where it comes from. And aluminum oxide in the air. Y'all getting the idea now? If the people are really concerned about health of their children's teeth, they must correct their eating habits. Doctor, way back in the 50s, Alan Brown, he argued back then even that because people will not correct their eating habits, we must strengthen the dental enamel by adding fluorine to the drinking water of the whole nation. No suggestion could be more illogical, yet we bought off on it. Sodium fluoride is a deadly poison that the addition of even the most small quantities to the amount provided by nature in a normal diet can produce immediate ill effects to the bowels, nerves, other organs of the body. You know, but more important is the fact that the cumulative effects of fluorine, the poisoning, do not show up for a considerable time. Hitler was doing it in the concentration camps, testing it on the Jews there, whoever else he could kill. You know Hitler, right? Adolf Hitler? Adolfo Hitler? You know Hitler, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, Stalin and Churchill? They're all family members. Hitler came over to the United States in 1945-46 under Operation Paperclip. Between 9 and 10,000 Nazis were brought over secretly. Well, they had this foolish Nuremberg trial to keep people busy. That's the way impeachments are, too. They're foolish because they keep people busy and they let them loose anyway. It's all a bunch of just nonsense. We brought the Nazis over here. We didn't win the war. We just brought over here with us. CIA did, who works for the Vatican. They don't work for Americans. A small percent of the CIA hierarchy, they know this. 90% of the ones under them, they don't. And those that do know are under a secret oath not to say anything. You know, as long as 7 to 10 years, depending on how much of the poison absorbed in the system, does it start to show up. As the ill effects progress, the victim suffers mental, physical, nervous disorders, which can actually cause paralysis. You ever heard of ADHD? Oh, my. Uh-oh. You know, serious changes in the bone structure are also found in the bodies of people who have ingested too much fluorine. Fluoridation of the drinking water. Well, if I understand correctly, could not be regulated with sufficient accuracy to eliminate any serious danger back then even. Heck, it goes back to 1900 A.D. The person who drinks 10 glasses per day of beverages made with fluorinated water absorb 10 times as much of the poison as the person who only drinks one glass. Does anybody's bells go off about now? Come on now. Get your bells ringing. My name is Dr. Bonatz, and I believe in full health and activity. For you to really be healthy, you must drink 8 glasses of water per day. And he smiles with that little ding in the teeth. Uh-oh. Did I spill the beans on these lying doctors? I'm sorry. You know, tea has a very high fluorine content compared with most foods and beverages. What's going to happen to the heavy, heavy tea drinkers who brew the tea with fluorinated water? Your first visible signs that show a person is suffering from chronic fluorine poisoning are mottled teeth and fingers and toenails. So, these so-called specialists and advisors who've been promoting this idea of fluoridation, they've been telling a number of lies. Remember, they're on TV. They have these articles they put out They're under blood oath, the Freemasonry or secret societies or whip or alchemy. The medical men who've advocated fluoridation, they have had an alternative motive because their education had to be the true facts regarding fluorine known to them. So lie number one, those who advocated the introduction of fluoride to drinking water claim it will give our children better teeth. No, fluoride only helps prevent caries. And its limited benefits pretty much is found at the danger of losing the whole set of teeth while people are in their 30s. And even dentists, that's why many of them are under a blood oath of Freemasonry. They know that in all areas for fluoride is found, and that in the drinking water, a lot of the people develop gingivitis and pyorrhea, and that to a degree where only extraction is the only remedy. Take out your teeth. Lie number two. Those who had continually advocated fluoridation, they claimed that little is known about cumulative effects. They lie. They said that what little is known indicates the long range of effects would not be seriously harmful to the body. They knew better. And your medical specialists, they know the extensive research. A lot of work has been done to pretty much ascertain the cumulative effect of fluorides. And even in some British journals going back some 50, 60 years, many articles were printed on the subject way back then. And more than double that number have appeared in medical journals in Canada and the United States. You see, science proved the harmful cumulative effects. And even the British government, they even passed legislation which prohibited the use of fluoride as a preservative, any kind of food or beverage compared to human consumption. You did have similar legislation passed under the Pure Foods and Drug Act in Canada and the United States. But what they don't get you with this, they get you with vaccines, food and other matters, cigarettes. Now they've got these electronic cigarettes. E-cigarettes, family, you're freebasing nicotine, for goodness sakes. And when they legalize marijuana, oh, do the math on that one. You got your own miniature water pipe. Hey, you old hippies, there you go. You don't have to carry around a bong. Now you got your own little e-cigarette, e-marijuana, something or another, around your neck, and you can water pipe it all day long. But you'll be in la-la land, too. That's coming. They're setting you up, man. But right now, they got your kids freebasing nicotine on the electronic cigarettes. You know, there's research workers back 50, 60 years ago. They found the accumulation of fluoride in the bones of animals over 2 years of age was so great that it constituted a danger to the health of people who ate the foods contained in the bone meal. They put out a law prohibiting manufacturers from using the bones of other animals, older animals. And if you go to Canada, back some 50, 60 years ago, the findings of research workers in regard to the harmful cumulative effects of fluoride, and this on the body, it actually caused the government to introduce a clause in the Pure Foods and Drug Act. It made it unlawful for any food or beverage prepared for human consumption to contain more than 0.2 parts per million, with the exception of certain canned fish, which contained a higher percentage than 0.2 parts per million. Now some names. Going back then, these facts I'm telling you, your doctors Alan Brown, Drake Tisdall, and Jackson, others made up a formula called or for Pablum and the perfect baby food. Pablum. P-A-B-L-U-M. And you know, that included so much animal bone meal that the babies of America who were fed pabulum actually took it in their little bodies anywhere from 6 to 22 parts per million of fluoride. The idea is to wipe out the baby boomers. They admitted putting 98 million Americans, about 1952-53, cancer cells in the polio vaccines. Look it up right now. You know, research conducted by professors Mary P. Hamm and M. Doreen Smith in the Food Chemistry Department, University of Toronto, and this is before 1953, they proved that pabulum contained an average of 11 to 12 parts per million of fluorine. So, this policy of serving rat poison to the infants of America continued from the day pabulum first went into the market, nearly 20 years, actually 60 years ago, until early 1954. Medical men have said, from research, have informed its researchers that ingestion of such quantities of fluorine cannot help but have a harmful accumulative effect. And when these lessons came out back then, it was found that a number of children who had been raised on pabulum had, between their fifth and seventh year, they had developed symptoms of chronic fluorosis. They didn't seem to know exactly what was wrong with them back then. One day they had bowel complaints, spasms of pain, diarrhea, cramps, etc. Another time would be bladder trouble, chronic constipation. But mostly the pain seemed to center around the diaphragm. Symptoms were pretty much obscure. Now, I got a lot of detail about this fluoride, how they put it into baby food. Man, these people are totally evil. Beyond the imagination. A lot of them are dead now that set it up. Another lie they've told is that those who advocated fluoridation claimed that it was possible to regulate the quantity of this deadly poison so that not more than one parts per million will be placed in drinking water. So those who make this kind of statement, they knew it was a deliberate lie. There's way more than that. And they told a lie, too, back then. They said the lie, what they said was, those who advocated fluoridation, they stated that the majority of medical men and dentists in Canada and the United States endorsed the idea back in the 50s and before that. No. It was the fact that those who promoted the idea, claiming the AMA and the CMA, supported the idea that caused the investigations to occur. And Lenin, on several occasions, stressed the importance of revolutionary leaders. And revolutionary leaders have in their cells obtained control of public health, mental hygiene departments, and those areas they plan to subjugate. Family, they've been doing this ever since. That's what the Jesuits are all about. And some authorities who opposed fluoridation, those who promoted the project, stated that the AMA and the CMA endorsed the idea of fluoridation. And what did the AMA and CMA consist of? Well, history of the AMA, the authority you quote on the subject, Dr. E. M. Josephson, medical doctor, author of two books called Your Life Is Their Toy. Subtitle, Merchants in Medicine. And Rockefeller Internationalist, Dr. Josephson, was born in Baltimore, Maryland, about 1895, a long time ago. He studied at Johns Hopkins and Columbia Universities. He got his Bachelor of Science degree and medical doctor degree in 1916, 1917, that far back. He became the assistant medical director of the American Red Cross in Europe in 1921, about the same time the Council of Foreign Relations was formed. He then engaged in studies of research in France and Germany, returned to America, and started practice. So his specialty was ears, nose, and eyes, throat. He had a lot of researches and discoveries earned for him and a high reputation of being a fearless fighter for medical and social and public health. Well, Dr. Josephson made a study of sociology, economics, to enable him to reason why it was the AMA were trying to obtain control of all doctors, medical institutions, and so forth. And this Dr. Josephson tells how Doc George Simons, who was a monumental figure in the field of medical crackery, racketeering, why he emerged from the scene in 1899 and took over the rule and control of AMA, the American Medical Association. And so this Simons arrived in America from England in 1884. He was definitely an agent of the directors of the National Conspiracy. And part of what they were trying to set up to put fluorine in the water. This Dr. Simons, he prayed as to God, but pray like in a mediator praying his victim. He played upon the sins and weaknesses and sufferings of humanity. He became wealthy. They did a lot of things to put this stuff in our water. A lot of jerking around. And as technology increased, so did their influence. And fluorine is just one tiny part of this bigger picture. So, the symptoms encountered in more severe cases of chronic fluorine poisoning was the following. Constipation, alternating with diarrhea, frequent attacks of common colds, runny noses, sneezing, sore throats, severe gas formation, hoarseness, huskiness of voice, neuritis and neuralgia, bronchitis, tender calves, irritation of the skin, pins and needles effects, deadness of numbness of the limbs, particularly hands and fingers, conjunctivitis, larynxation, bleeding of the gums, excessive salivation, dribbling at the corner of the mouth. You know, it's estimated that if people continue to use the aluminum cooking, wow, I forgot about that. They come up with aluminum cooking utensils. You remember that? This was part of it. Using aluminum as your cooking utensils. How about your coffee pot? The old percolator is made of aluminum. Back in the 50s, it's estimated that if people continue to use aluminum cooking utensils, and even as little as 1 part per million of fluoride is added to the drinking water, doctors and dentists would begin to reap a real financial harvest because the cumulative effects of the poison would cause people to become poor in health as advancing diet and age. That was the reason for the aluminum cooking utensils in the 40s and 50s. I have this documented. Can y'all handle the truth? Can you really? And pray against it? Other symptoms are disturbances of hearing, excessive perspiration, skin eruptions or eczema, hardening of the skin on palms and soles of the feet, warts, loss of hair, changes in finger and toenails, white specks or lines on finger or toenails, brown patches on skin, general debility, weakness, tiredness, so forth, varicose veins, swelling of the legs, mental disturbances, chronic gastric and duodenal disturbances, Bright's disease. They're out to kill us. But they're going to lose, because even if you die and you've taken Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're going to heaven. They're going to hell. And there's nothing they can do to stop it, except repent of what they're doing and then make amends. That's my word to them. The study of fluorine also gives another perfect example of how the men of this hidden government we're talking about today. That the Illuminati, who direct this international conspiracy we're under right now, and the use of capitalist subversives at the top of the ladder, communist subversives at the bottom, and this to further their plans to bring a one-world government together, is coming to its fruition soon. And this international effort, it combines, makes huge fortunes out of sale of aluminum utensils. They'll make more millions. They have made millions if the public allow fluoridation to be put into effect, because fluorine is a byproduct for the manufacturers of aluminum. Y'all getting this? What I'm telling you? How they've worked this out over the generations? Well, this thing called fluoridation is rated among doctors and others that are free thinkers as one of the most dastardly plots ever attempted against the human race. Charles A. Bush, B.S. and M.D. of Bush Medical Center in Cambridge, Massachusetts, B.R.U.S.C.H., Charles A. Bush. He circulated a scientific paper that was entitled "The Action of Fluorides on the Body." He says that artificial fluoridation affects every cell and system of the body. This forced experiment with a protoplasmic poison, which all must ingest in mass medication, is without parallel in the history of medicine. It can cause symptoms of disease, such as allergy, internal gastric upsets, such as colitis, blood conditions, gland nervous trouble, diabetes, arthritis, muscular weakness, hardening of the arteries, kidney trouble, and a long list of other serious diseases. And you know, Dr. E.H. Broner, B.R.O.N.N.E.R. of Los Angeles, California, he supports what Lenin said, emphasizing the importance of getting cells in the public health department of the cities and towns. He sent out something that says, "Are our civil service directors awake to the perils of water poisoning by fluoridation?" Unquote. Family, it just goes on and on, the information I've accumulated. And it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. This is how they've done it. Four generations. Now, that's just fluoride. And as technology increased, so did their choice of weapons and other methods of depopulation. That's what this is all about depopulation. That's where Bill Gates comes in, Ted Turner, Oprah Winfrey, Bloomberg, several others that I mentioned yesterday. They're all part of this. Every single one of them. What do? You pray against them. You pray for protection. You witness about Jesus to other people. You learn about spiritual warfare. But first, people's got to believe it. People go to church, but they are told about demons outside of church. Oh, that's weird. But the Bible covers it in detail. What's weird about it? Well, if God is a reality, then Satan is also. if Satan, Lucifer, had the power to tempt Jesus himself, then he also has the power to promise other men the whole world if they adore and serve him. And while the ministers of the Christian religion preach the commandments of God in their churches one day a week, the priests of Satan work day and night throughout the year in the military, political, business realm, the lawless realm, medical, every one of them. And teaching the inversion of the commandments of God. Is that not going on today? While most Christian ministers outline their activities to within their churches, the agents of the devil are at work elsewhere. And to date, they have infiltrated the churches. Pretty much the Illuminati are not atheists. They use atheists. And they believe in the supernatural, the world that you can't see. And because of their insane hatred of God, they believe in Satan just as we believe in God. This is the highest level of government, military commanders and political leaders, CEOs of companies, and the ones under them that follow them. It's kind of a sad testament, don't you think, that you have to admit that those who are inclined to evil are more loyal to the devil than those who are inclined to good, that are supposed to be loyal to God? Wasn't that proven that when it took Jesus, disciples denied Jesus? And those who have espoused the cause of Satan work every waking hour to serve their civil influence among the rest of mankind. They are everywhere working. Everybody else just on Sunday morning, maybe Wednesday night. Satanism is a real thing. There's a sign on one building in California that's read at one time and still does in certain places. We worship Satan. It's in the military. It's in the government. It's in the business realm. In the subversives of the underworld. This is the problem. Not Jews. That's what really makes me angry. It's those darn Jews, man, control the bankers. Well, no, the bankers are controlled by the Irish. The Knights Templar. Let's get it right now, y'all. They miss it all. And this is on purpose. Satan's been listened to, worshipped ever since Adam and Eve fell from grace. Satan is listened to and every time any human being falls from grace, regardless of what a psychiatrist will say. All those who worship Mammon worship Satan. Mammon is the god of money. economics and finance. You know, the followers of Satan, which goes as high as your Pentagon, I keep telling you this so you'll know, I'm not talking about some, you know, teenagers that go out into a cemetery. I'm talking about the highest level of government. 4-star generals, congressmen, senators, doctors, CEOs of companies, and kings and queens of this world. I'm talking about the highest level. Pat Buchanan and Clinton and all these others are high-level priests in the Luciferian order. You got it? The followers of Satan claim he is the eldest son of God the Father. Sounds a little bit more like Mormonism, doesn't it? All religions are corrupted, all of them, including Christianity. They say that Christ is the youngest son. And they insist that Satanism is right, Christianity is wrong. You got to have the two to have the conflict. Sir Walter Scott, he tells us that Satan worship was carried on in 1789 by those who put operation in the Reign of Terror during the French Revolution. Thomas Jefferson, who wrote his own Bible, like Doug Dynasty is going to do next year, you can't do that. He said such a glorious revolution. Thomas Jefferson was controlled by Adam Weishaupt. In the same fashion that Woodrow Wilson was controlled by Mandel House. You know, back as far as 1954, Peter Hawkins was retained by the Sunday Pictorial of London, that in England, to actually investigate the extent Satanism was being practiced in England from that point. He'd actually exposed Gerald Bossier Gardliner of the Isle of Man as one of the leaders. Gardliner obtained recruits, but what he did was he lured people in the Museum of Black Magic, arousing people's curiosity by his writings on witchcraft. See, they talking about witchcraft, I'm exposing witchcraft. No, you're not. You're teaching it. Don't be confused. I'm a truth teller. I was in a coven, blah, 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 and I'm exposing witchcraft. No, you're not. You're teaching it. Don't let them fool you. This thing about Luciferian worship. That is the priority in our history today and in our lives today. Military, everything. That's the purpose of the wars. Not about rights. Not about fighting for freedom and all that stuff. Not about that at all. Gardliner said, and I quote, "Most people would be shocked by witchcraft ceremonies, which include men and women dancing in the nude, praying to a horned god, Saturn, and stimulation through wine, music, and drumming," unquote. And note goes on to say, in research I found, that this Miss Jackson, she's actually brave enough to tell this Hawkins her personal experience as a high priestess. And what she said was that once a girl had been the victim offered to Satan during a black mass, is what they do at these black masses and ritual periods of time, she is afterwards blackmailed into doing the will of the priest under the threat of exposure. That's how they do it. She told her story and allowed her picture to be published in the Sunday Pictorial back in June the 5th, 1955. And that was to break the stranglehold of these people that had those on her. Whose name also comes up is Aleister Crowley. He's the beast. Called himself that anyway. He's one of those who spread Satan worship in England. You know what he'd do? He'd spill his own blood in order to work up a necessary bloodlust, enabling the congregation to commit the abominations which took place during the latter part of the ritual. And this Miss Jackson, well, she said that in the ceremonies that she took part in, cockerels were knifed to death so the members of the congregation could drink the blood of the cockerel. These people are pure sick, evil to the core. And this is done in our government today, the Pentagon, other places. You see, I'm trying to tell you how this goes. And they gain, through the abominations, rape of children, death, murder. It's what's called the royal secret, the Freemasons. They become fully possessed with an entity when they commit the abominations. This is a reality. And so, when you look back on it, let's take, for example, the Inquisition. 50 to 68 million people were murdered by the Vatican between 1200 and 1800 A.D. And Christ had actually, the Inquisition provides us an example of how the agentur, the Illuminati, what they did was created heresies, religions, and subverted high officials of both church and state. And they would commit atrocities which caused Christians to defect from their religion. Now you see why we have puppets that committed atrocities, Saddam, Pol Pot, all of them. But to understand this, this is conspiracy, you got to first realize it is a conspiracy of Satan. And this against an omnipotence of Almighty, God the Almighty. And because Satan is a supernatural being, he can deceive human beings in doing what is wrong. Human being cannot compromise with Satan or his agentur. You can't do it. Churchill, Roosevelt, and others have tried to, but the devil always wins when you try to negotiate. It's real. Now, I just barely scratched the surface on the fluoride. And fluoride is only one avenue that they're using. So you can imagine about all the rest. Just off the scale. That's why you pray over your food. That's why you only eat certain things. But praying over your food and having faith, it tells you in the Bible not to worry. Otherwise, you'd probably not eat anything. You'd starve to death. When you pray over your food and thank your Father and bless that food, it's a good first line of defense. And you know, they are so clever. They are clever. You have to admit. If any child is taken young enough, they can be made to believe anything that they want them to. So it appeared at that time that those who taught the Jewish friends, for example, the falsehoods printed in Talmud deserved to be condemned by others as Christ condemned them. For they are surely, more surely, the synagogue of Satan. And they deliberately stir up hatred between Gentiles and Jews. So we'll destroy each other. And that is the plan of World War III. Now, what's going on today? It's not World War III. Could there be exchanges of weapons? Sure. It's still not World War III. World War III is between Islam, Ishmael, Islam, in political Zionism. Isaac, political Zionism, Zionist. Yeah. And people taking sides on both one. So, and this thing about anti-Semitism, that plays right in the hands of the Illuminati. See, the high priest of Satan, they got to get a great deal of satisfaction when Jews are blamed for their crimes against humanity. That's what this is all going on about. What's going on about this? That's exactly what they want. And a lot of Jews and Gentiles swallow this bait, hook, line, and sinker. Anti-Semitism plays right into the hands of Illuminati. It was designed by them. Well, oh, by the way, I want to remind you all that we're played up at highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He plays us up there. And randomly, our shows and our Bible studies. Well, family, what's going on today? When you learn all these things, this is what's really going on, is this attack on human beings by the Luciferian experts, scientists. That's what's really happening. TVs to get you all distracted or off on another track. The idea is to get closer to God. But you're obsessed with it. That's right. And I like it that way. Because that is the reality of what's going on today. Now, if you want to watch golf and all this other stuff, go on ahead. Live their lives for them. What about your life? Now, I want to hit the news and show you how this works. What's today, the 26th? Yeah. Right here, article came out. U.S. military knows the identity of the two witnesses. Documented proof. Oh, man. June 26th, that's today. Why is a U.S. federal airfield using at least 33 different IP addresses, to monitor the website of the two witnesses? This is ridiculous. These people must plan on people not knowing a thing about the Bible. They got to. Can't possibly be themselves believe this. Surely not. But you never can tell how these people operate. Man, we're not even close to two witnesses yet. And you got the 133 G77 nations. They vow to destroy the America's New World Order. Oh, mercy me. Family, we're not the New World Order. It's the Vatican. It's the Illuminati in Europe. So if they take us down, which they're planning on doing, and our own government's part of it, declare martial law, just like FDR said. Nixon planned the same thing. They all planned this. And they actually pull this off. And they destabilize our dollar. Take it down. Have another reserve. And America goes down. Split up in four areas. China, Mexico, UN, and Canada. 10 regions, which was set up in 1972. 5 states each. 1 governor per FEMA region in the United States. 1 governor and 1 UN administrator. If that actually happens, they'll say the New World Order has been defeated. America's out of the picture. Well, no. They've used us as a pit bull dog in all the wars under the guise of democracy, as I told you right here today. And now when they're done with you, they're going to kill you and bring a new dog on the lot. They've used us, now they want us down. That's what's going on. And our secret society generals and secret society congressmen and CEOs, they're part of it too, pretending to be patriots and they're not. It's amazing how they have these little accidents. Scores of cases affected after HPD crime lab analyst was ousted. They let some disease get out. A lot of people were affected by it, supposedly. Wasn't that convenient? One part of this I want to talk about is they're going to try to find reasons and excuses to let prisoners out of prison and pardon thousands of prisoners, felons, let them out. I've been warning about this for years. Once they have marijuana as legalized, they will. Eventually, they're going to let people out of prison that's put in there for marijuana. They're going to change the records of those that are felons. That's going to be National Police Force. That's been planned since 1990s. They're going to find other excuses and reasons to let some of these felons come out of prison, and they're going to go directly to armed security without a background check. It's already being done. It's not hypothetical. It's already happened. And they will become the armed security, armed police. So scores of cases affected with HPD crime lab analysts have been ousted. Investigation finds evidence of lying, tampering by technicians. That means that people will get off. That means they'll head to the nearest physical security company, jobs are waiting for them, and then they'll federalize the armed security, private security. It'll be federalized. Then we get rid of the good cops because they're not Freemasons. Then when they got control, they're going to get rid of them too. This is how they do it, yeah. And they are going to lose. But in the meantime, tribulations are coming. And you'll win through Jesus Christ. It's not to worry about it. They want you to worry about it. Don't worry about it. Take action. Take Jesus as Savior. But live your life, but not in fear. In trembling. But only fear of God. That means respect of God. Love of God is what it means. All right. I was going through some history recently, and came across some epiphanies, you might say. Now, you know the immigration is getting out of hand, as it's designed to. This goes back to FDR. Infest America with all the aliens possible. It's always been part of it. And I've talked about this the past couple of days, actually. And what has happened in our history is to turn the North American continent into a cultural diverse experiment. That has always been the experiment. Not freedom or democracy or any of that stuff. Not at all. We've been none the wiser to it. The Indians and Mexicans were here first. All the way back through time. Until God divided the land. And before white man came over in the 1400s, the Mexicans and Indians had to deal with what's called the skinwalkers. Skinwalkers were like Goliath. They were giants, Nephilim. For a long time. And they finally started killing off the, we're talking cannibalism. We're talking warriors that were 12 to 15 foot tall. They've been hiding the skeletons that they've been finding in these mounds in the caves where they trapped them, burned them out, and killed them. But it was after a long fight and long war. Then finally here comes white man in 1400 A.D. after the skinwalkers were defeated. Nephilim were on this earth the whole time after the flood also. Well, who was here first? Before the land was divided, Indians and the Mexicans were in this land here. Where was the white folk? They were in Europe. And go more eastern, you got Chinese, you got all white people. Then you go south, because of DNA changes, you got bronze people in the Middle East. Indians, Arabs, they're all bronze there. Notice that. Hair like wool. Go further south. They're all black. That's because the skin changes, DNA changes, because different places on the earth has different power points. Changes DNA. Language changed in Babel. You see, all that had an effect on the cultures being developed after the flood. So when the time was right, in about 1400, to launch into the North American continent by the Illuminati, oh yeah, first came the white folk through an avatar and royalty, Columbus. He knew exactly where he was going. Had to give him a name. Well, I think I went to India, so we'll call them Indians. No, they're indigenous population here of the bloodline of Shem. Oh, yeah, look it up. Bronze skin, not black, not white. You might find the bloodline of Shem goes the bloodline of Jesus. Anyway, then came the land grabber. See, after the Vatican was murdering all these white folk and other folk throughout the world, but mainly in the Europe, would give them cause to want to move out of there from 1200 A.D., to 1400 to 1500. Man, it's like, get out of here, man. My whole family's been wiped out. The Vatican's killing us. We don't believe in this Roman Catholic Church. The Vatican, no problem. They knew what they had to do. They had to create a religion and find a way for them to get over into the North American continent. And they had motivation, too, because they were being murdered in Europe. That's a serious motivation. Here comes second culture. White folk came in on the East Coast. Ever heard of the Mayflower? I ain't talking about making biscuits either. So these murdering Jesuits and Fabian Society, taken in for a land grab, using folks that wants to escape the death that's caused by the Vatican by the year 1400, 1500. They took the East Coast and moved inland to the Western land grabs. Federals still doing it. They make them national parks, and they steal your land. Well, the land belonged to the Indians and Mexicans in the first place. And notice what happened. Now, they want you to know that. Now they do, because they've got some folks coming out with maps of Native American tribes that's all over the United States. But then the Jesuits and Fabian Society said, land grab, Oklahoma. Everybody ready? Bang! Everybody takes off the land that didn't belong to them in the first place. That wasn't free land. If you look at the reservations, or not, excuse me, the tribal locations before this land grab, it was all over the United States. And we just come over and invaded. Why? Well, we was escaping being massacred by the Roman Catholic Church. Hence, by design. Even had a religion called Protestantism, a watered-down version of the Roman Catholic Church. Y'all get it now? The Fabian Society, land grab, Jesuits, murderers. So they used the fleeing white folk to take the East Coast and then move inland to the West land grabs. So the Indians were first, Mexicans, then came the whites, and then in the 1600s, as slaves, they bring the blacks in, moving around on up. And then at the same time, by the year 1711, they used the blacks to slave in the tobacco fields. The whites were slaves already and didn't even know it. They wouldn't find that out till 20th century, actually. Yeah. Always has been slaves. Didn't know it. But it's given the whites the false impression that they were in control. And by 1711, the Rothschilds brought in a specialist from Barbados called Willie Lynch. A black guy of color. To show the plantation owners how to make the better slave. We're talking things that would pale in Hitler's day. Horrific, absolutely terrific, terrifying methods of control that the white folk inflicted upon the blacks to gain control of their slaves. This went from 1711, 12 to 1800s. The secret society has kept it in control. Then the Orientals came in from the west. So now you have Indians, Mexicans, which are all spring of Shem, white folk, black folk, Orientals, all one place to begin the new Atlantis. Y'all follow me here? What's really going on? You see, the North American continent was supposed to be the playground of the Illuminati yet to happen. This is why they're killing the wolves, wolves, mountain lions, all these things, predatory animals. They're killing them off so they won't have to worry about them when they have total control of the parks. That's why they're killing the wolves. All predatory animals want to die. People don't realize that. Once the whites have control, the wars were scheduled on occult holidays, ritualistic death to Moloch. In all the wars, it's never been for freedom, and wars were to enslave, not free. Now, watch this. They're talking here in an article recently. The feds are threatening third wounded knee with eminent domain land grab on Sioux Indian Reservation. They're not done yet. This article is recent. Feds say New Texas land belongs in public domain. They show you a map of Native American tribes never seen before. They're building up a case even today. Isn't that something? They haven't even stopped yet. Wow. National parks are ways they're stealing the land from the people. We have a national park, and I'm a national park border or agent or something. No, it's a land grab. They knew from inheritance of the white folk that inherited the property and all that, they passed on to their children, right? So by the year 20th century, they also knew that when they have the wars, it's going to kill off the young boys that would be inherited the land, and that way the government takes over it because the families are going to die. The young boys are going to get killed, and that way they take the land, and this is a planned operation. Isn't that sneaky? Well, It's what your Bundy Ranch is all about, too. Notice they lasted longer than anybody else. Nothing happened since 1993 till recently. Because they're part of the Illuminati. They'd get rid of everybody else, and then they would set up the conflict. In the wake of the Bundy Ranch crisis sparked by militarized federal land grab efforts in Nevada, it seems the Department of Interior set its sights on a new prize, this time targeting more protective Indian reservation land in Pine Ridge in South Dakota. Man, they're not done yet. This goes back to the 1400s. It's continuing on right now. So now that the old passes their inheritance on and ownership to the young men, then they'll start the world wars to set up national parks and steal the land back. Set up your debt enslavement. I've talked about that since 1789. Making Americans, for example, just indentured slaves, including white folk, all of them. In world wars, they'll kill off those who inherit the wealth, land of their forefathers. The government takes over, so there's no offspring to claim that land. So they go in, they study the culture, establish a need, set up chaos, lie, cheat, steal, murder, and exploit a cause or exploit a lust, and that way they control it. That's how they do it. It's an operation. They've used America to do all their dirty work under the guise of fight for freedom. Now they're calling America the New World Order to take us down to bring in a new dog on the block. That's what they're up to, and your generals at the highest level, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, they're part of it, pretending to be patriots, and they're not. Now you got the picture, y'all. Yeah, well, they're not going to succeed. They will for a while. The New World Order will come about. But it will be taken down by a force they can't even come close to dealing with. And that's Jesus Christ. Whose side you on? They're losing side. See, they show them all the power they have. So people just throw their hands up and defeat. Say, I might as well join. Well, big mistake. Because there's no way they can beat Jesus Christ, the Creator. Not possible. People have been given this knowledge that we're talking about today over and over and over. And when it gets too much in their heads, they shut down. Or they're kind of trained to do that in the school system, political system. And that's what they want. I believe in just keep on going, not to shut down, but keep on bringing it out to people, praying about it, praying against it. And knowing where the enemy lies. Family, they lose this war. But what we're doing, we're counting the casualties of this war. Now, we could talk about the bankers. We could talk about, I don't know, the taxes and all this stuff they got going on. But it's not going to bring you the truth. And be confident that God has won this war because He is the Creator. It takes you away from the fear they're going to produce. Now, the parties we're talking about here, for example, the Communist Revolutionary Parties, organized and financed and directed by the Capitalist Internationalists. The Protocols, Article 3, Paragraph 7, quote, "We appear on the scene as alleged saviors of the worker from the oppression when we impose to him to enter our ranks of our fighting forces, socialists, anarchists, and communists, to whom we always give support in accordance with an alleged brotherly rule, the solidarity of humanity, of our social masonry and Grand Orient masonry, unquote. They're the saviors of the world. So they got to save us, they got to create conflict. So they'd be the saviors. That's how these rascals do it. Now we're coming to the end of the program here, family. Tonight, Bible study. We're going to talk about the rest of Amos. And from 7:30 to 9, then tomorrow at 4 to 6 again, we'll talk more about the depopulation, more detail. And anything I say, y'all need to check it out. Do your own research on it. But why do you need to know this stuff? Well, what to stay away from, what to pray against, what to keep yourself righteous for. Be waiting for the next step, because you may be leading people. That's the bottom line. I'm giving you all details to show how Satan has actually got this set up. And it includes everything in our lives today. But they lose. It's impossible for them to win. That's why they got to fool people and be deceptive. Zero population, public education. We may talk a little bit about that tomorrow. And the death education, now you can see. We were taught from childhood about the death of education. Like, okay, kids, we're going to have a little, we're going out to the cemetery today and take your little pencils and your paper and do the outline back and forth with your pen and pencil of your favorite gravestone. See what kind of interesting thing we can have. Getting used to death education. Taking the demise pill. Population control. Getting them used to receiving death. That was a purpose all along. Isn't that something? How this comes out. Satan's on the road. But God's already won. Through Jesus. The King James Bible tells you how it's going to end. And for the beginning of eternity. This is the bottom line of today. Everything else is to keep you in fear. You can talk about Boner, Tom DeLay, all these people all you want. Health. The family, the bottom line is, it's your eternal salvation. That's what counts the most. And that's what it's going to boil down to. Talking about the child illegal surge, it's part of this agenda. Part of this agenda is this child immigration. This is what's linked up to it, you see. What I'm talking about is current news. I'm giving you the background of it. Weather being manipulated by HAARP. They got something planned for us. I don't know what it is, but you'll know when it happens. It's the next step, the New World Order. So, family, y'all have a great night. And know that God's on your side. But we're going to go through it. The time is coming. Y'all have a good night. And we'll see y'all tonight, 7:30 to 9 o'clock in Bible study. Or tomorrow, 4 to 6, for more details on depopulation. And I'll make it interesting for you tomorrow. We'll see what we got covered. More details. Have a good night. God bless. This is The Watchman, signing off.
From the room, and Jesus stood before me with his arms held. Every fear I'd ever had.